Raw Health Radio.
Alrighty, friends, welcome back to Raw Health Radio. We're back on the health side of things now. We had a couple of weeks talking about mindset, confidence. We had Hal Elrod talking about the Miracle Morning, which was brilliant. But we're definitely back on the health train now. And today we're talking about something which a lot of people confuse me as being the expert in, which is raw food. In fact, a lot of people mistake my business name as being about raw food, but it's not. So I thought I'd bring someone on who is an expert in that area. Her name's Tammy Woodham. She's a raw transition coach. She's a mother of two. And she's here to talk to us all about the benefits of switching to a raw food diet. So Tammy, how are you going?
Yeah, great. How are you going, David?
Very well. I'm very excited to have you on so you can give this raw food topic the justice it deserves. Now, why don't we start out with a little bit about your story and how it is that you came to be a raw foodie?
All right. Well, yeah, like a lot of people, I actually ended up quite sick after having my second child and ended up with serious chronic fatigue and MS-like symptoms. So lost, you know, use of my arms and my legs, and that would happen for days at a time. And I went to see a lot of specialists, private neurologists and things like that, and no one could really put their finger on exactly what it was. So I turned away with the diagnosis of chronic fatigue and continued on with my life, struggling with obviously all the symptoms. Anyway, after about a year and a half, I had found a doctor who specialised in that, and he helped me. He helped me in some ways by diagnosing leaky gut and a few other issues that I had, and one of them was actually hypothyroidism. So I went on medications and supplements and everything, and to cut the story short, all those things really didn't actually help me in the end. I was still suffering from quite a bit of it, and I never fully healed. So having all these issues, it really made it hard for me to, you know, be the mum that I wanted to be, and even just be myself as Tammy. So I started looking for alternative options, and I had a really good friend of mine tell me about raw foods and fasting. So I looked into that further and further, and I came quite connected within myself in regards to felt like I was finding a truth. And I then went over to Bali and did an extended fast for 30 days and fasted on juices only, so raw foods, and then followed it up with a water fast. And I actually did reverse all of those symptoms that I had in those 30 days. But the thing is, after the 30 days, I noticed that if I started going back to the way I was eating, I would feel some of those symptoms slowly returning. And this really frightened me because of how bad I actually was before this experience. So I started really focusing on keeping my diet raw, because the coach that I'd had back then told me to continue eating raw as long as possible to cement my newfound health. So anyway, I started focusing on raw foods more and eating them for breakfast, lunch and dinner, and continuing on juicing and everything and smoothies and all that. And I found that my health stayed. So that's how I've come to where I am now. And I have found through practically actually practicing it, the truth in what the food can actually do for you if it's eaten in a matter of a raw form. That's pretty much how I got so interested in it, because it actually did help me come out of a really bad place, and it actually really did give my life back. I couldn't live the way I wanted to live, and so since then I have not been bedridden, and I'm not taking any of my medications for my hypothyroidism that I had, and I can eat quite a lot of foods that I wasn't able to eat back then as well.
It's funny how many health coaches actually end up being experts in our field just through their own health challenges. It seems like everyone I talk to, that's how what leads us in. Now, let's talk about the difference between raw food and cooked food, because from, you know, a beginner's perspective, we can go and put something like carrots in an oven and nothing goes into the carrot. Like, we're not pouring weird genetically modified canola oil or anything like that on it. Nothing comes out of the carrot, like there's not a whole bunch of carrot juice left in the bottom of the baking tray at the end of it, but it's different. What is the actual difference between the raw carrot and the cooked one?
Yep. So with the raw carrot, it's still holding all its original nutrients. Nothing has happened to it. It's still in its raw form. So when you go and put it in the oven, you start cooking it and the heat actually starts killing all the enzymes and nutrients in that carrot. So you're slowly losing a lot of the nutrients in that food. So by the time it comes out and you eat it, it's lost a lot of its goodness that it can actually give you. And you're not getting as much as what you would if you ate a raw carrot compared to a cooked carrot. You're getting nowhere near the amount of nutrients.
I tell you what's a really cool trick. I don't know if you've done this before, but you can really tell the quality difference in food if you try and eat it raw. Like, if you try and eat broccoli, conventionally farmed broccoli raw, you're going to have a bad time. But if you try and eat organic, really good broccoli raw, it's really not that hard.
No, it's actually quite delicious. I make a beautiful broccoli salad raw. and it does have quite a good effect on your energy levels because you are getting so much out of it. Compared to cooking it. And also another thing too is when you start cooking your foods, you're causing toxicity in that food. So I'm not quite sure exactly how it's happening, but the chemistry of that food changes and becomes toxic, especially if you go to the point where you're barbecuing your food on the barbecue and then you've got that line of charcoal coming around the edge of your food. So, you know, if you eat it raw, you're not going to have any of those issues. And you're going to get a lot more out of it.
Absolutely. Now, if you had to give me the pitch on why raw food is something that I should follow up, I mean, obviously, if I'm listening to this, I'm guessing that it's much easier to prepare raw food than it is to go through and cook it. But what kind of changes or benefits can I expect if I'm thinking about going to a raw food diet?
Okay. Yep. Definitely. You'll definitely find that you'll lose weight. That's the number one thing that people start to notice, and you will notice it within a week or two. Also, if you suffer from like hormonal problems, you know, being female myself and had two kids, I know what that's about, and also just being female, I know what that's about. You'll find that your hormone levels will start balancing out, and you won't have these highs and lows that you may have if you're eating a cooked food diet, especially if your diet's including dairy and things like that. So when you eat a raw food diet, you're cutting out things like meat and dairy and a lot of processed foods that do have an effect on your hormones. So you'll find if you are a female and you're coming to that time of month, instead of having your normal PMT that you might have, you'll find that it'll be a lot less. I have met many women that have followed a raw food diet and they are absolutely astonished that they end up getting their menstruation comes and they've had no signs whatsoever, no bloating, no hormonal imbalance, and they're quite stable and calm within themselves. So that's another thing that's a really big thing that I notice. Also, you'll find your skin will clear up. If you have skin allergies and things like that, you'll find that they will be less aggravated. And another thing is clarity of mind, which is it's a huge thing, actually, that you find when you eat only raw, and especially if you eat it for quite a while, you'll come to a place of more mental clarity and mental strength.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned premenstrual tension there. Brain fog was another thing. What other signs and symptoms might people have if they're not getting enough raw food in their diet?
Lack of energy. That's probably another big one that I didn't mention. So if you're not getting enough nutrients, which, you know, if you're always eating cooked food, you're most likely not getting enough nutrients. You will have less energy. If you start upping the ante on your raw food intake, you'll find that you'll have a lot more energy. So the more raw foods you eat with, you know, a higher density of nutrients, the more energy you're going to get from your food. So, you know, cooking your food is taking away the energy from the food. Eating it raw is going to supply you a lot more. So, you know, if you're suffering from fatigue or tiredness, that will definitely, that will definitely be helped.
Gotcha. Now, what about weight loss? You mentioned that the first thing that people can expect is weight loss. How does raw food actually contribute to someone losing weight? Because, I mean, there's no difference in calories between a carrot that's been roasted in the oven versus a carrot that's just come out of the ground. So what's the story there?
Yeah, well, it depends. I suppose you're taking away the toxins, for starters, out of the cooked food. And when you have toxins in your gut, that is a driving force for weight gain and holding on to fluids and holding on to weight. So if you can create a really clean environment with no toxins in your gut, in your intestines, you will find that everything will obviously be digesting properly. You won't have built-up toxins which create the built-up fluid and fats. So, yeah, I'm not sure if you quite understand that, but that's exactly how it works.
Gotcha. Yeah. Now let's talk about some transitioning steps, because this raw food thing can be kind of scary for people. I mean, it's, you know, we're taught all our lives to cook our food, but you're saying that we should be looking at other ways to prepare our food. So what would be some starting steps or tips that you can give people around getting into it?
Yeah. The easiest thing that I would say is be like prepared and, you know, spend a couple of hours at the start of your week or before your week starts and make yourself some really nice dips, like have two or three raw dips ready to go in your fridge. And a really easy thing to do is have a whole heap of raw foods cut up, so like carrots, raw sweet potatoes, cucumbers, capsicums, whatever takes your fancy, have it all cut up and ready to go. So if you're in a hurry and you're heading out for that day, all you need to do is grab some of your dip and then some of your raw foods, and then that is actually quite a tasty treat to have. You know, everyone loves to have their bickies and dips, you know, with their wine or whatever. You know, this is the same thing as your bicky and dips, but you're just not having the biscuits. You're just doing it with raw foods. And it actually makes people realise that raw foods can actually be more enjoyable as, you know, not just a piece of carrot. It can actually be with something else. And you can also make yourself, you know, salads that are pretty easy to grab and go as well, have them ready, waiting to go. But just keep it simple, you know, like people hear about raw foods and they think, oh, it's all gourmet and it's, you know, I've got to spend hours in the kitchen and I've got to dehydrate this and do this and do that. But if you seriously want to experience the benefits of raw foods, you don't have to go to that extent. You know, raw food actually is the simplest form of eating out of all forms. You know, there's no cooking, there's hardly no prep, and the best thing is there's no dishes at the end.
That's so. My favourite part, is not having to do dishes. So is this something that someone should jump straight into, or is there a transition period where people should be working up to eating a lot of raw food? What do you suggest there?
Yeah, you know, there is a bit of a transition. It really depends on what someone is eating in their diet. We're all so different and we all eat different things. But, you know, for someone, just say, who's eating a lot of meat and a lot of dairy and they drink alcohol and lots of coffee, or any one of those things, you know, part of the transition to try and get the best benefits out of, you know, trying a raw food challenge or anything, is to cut out those foods first. So slowly wean yourself off those foods for about a week, and then then jump in and start eating your raw foods and do your juicing and smoothies and things.
What percentage of someone's diet do you think ideally they should be having as raw?
Well, personally myself, I think 80%. But that's really high, and I know that. And the only reason why I say that is because I have experienced myself what it's like to eat 80% raw on a continuous manner, and it does make an amazing difference. But, you know, if someone can be eating at least 65-70% raw, and they're also, you know, backing that up with other good nutritious choices, they should be doing really, really well.
Now, I'm a huge believer that not every diet protocol is going to work for every person in the world. In fact, I hate it when people release diets and they say, this is going to work regardless. Now, you're talking more about principles than you need to eat this food, you need to eat that food, which I agree with. I mean, everyone should stop eating gluten. I just think that's a rule. Everyone should be aware of the fact that there's a pretty good chance that they're going to be intolerant to dairy. How will people know if the raw food diet that they're starting to eat isn't actually working that well for them?
Well, they'll need to give it a little bit of time. It's just like anything that's natural, it takes time. You know, it's not like when you can take a pill to have a quick fix to help you with something, or you think that it's helping, but you need to give it at least a couple of weeks to really feel the benefits. Some people might find it hard to actually digest some raw foods, and that's something that I get brought to me quite a bit. And the reason for that would be is their digestive system is under stress, and it would be under stress because of toxic buildup. So what they need to do is to do a deep detox in that area. So they will know within a couple of weeks, definitely, whether it is the right thing for them or not. And the way they'll know is if any of those symptoms that they're suffering, if they're suffering anything, it could even just be fatigue, if that's not lifting, there's something deeper going on.
Mm. Mm. Now, are there any red flags of concern that you can think of, or people who definitely shouldn't be doing this diet? I mean, I probably wouldn't suggest a pregnant mother, for example, go and start experimenting with this kind of stuff. I hope that would be obvious to people, but
yeah.
Is there anyone who shouldn't be trying to implement raw foods?
I don't think so. I mean, if someone is seriously ill, you know, I would definitely be getting medical advice before going into it. But, you know, considering that it is a natural thing, I don't think that it should be a problem. I mean, obviously, newborn babies and things like that is a big no-no. We all know that. But, you know, from the time that you are able to use your teeth and eat, I do believe that anyone should be able to do it.
Mm. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about meat for a second. Obviously, cook your chicken until it's cooked is a big thing. Cook your fish until it's cooked. I like to have my steaks pretty much raw.
Right.
What do you do with your... I mean, I know it's really weird, but what do you do with your meat to try and keep yourself on this raw path?
Okay, well, that's a good question. See, I don't eat meat, and anyone who is a raw foodist won't eat meat. So they only eat plant-based nutrition. And so it's all plant-based foods. So in my transition, I stopped eating meat and I never went back to it. You know, once I came out the other end and I tried eating it again, I could feel straight away what it was doing inside my body, and I knew that it wasn't something that I wanted to be digesting on a regular basis or at all.
What did it feel like?
It just felt really heavy, and I seriously felt like it took me, you know, about 3 days to move it through. and that's coming from a person who had a really clear digestive system. I had been detoxing for 30 days and, you know, I had a perfectly clean, clear system ready to accept all foods. And when I started eating raw foods, I was fine. It was all moving through perfectly. Everything was great. And my energy level wasn't affected in a negative way. And then when I tried meat, I felt it within 5 minutes. I felt the difference. I felt my energy drop, and I felt, you know, just a bit irritated. And, and then I felt like it sat in my gut for about 3 days.
Hmm, that's interesting. That would have felt terrible. Now, because people quite often aren't used to cooking in this particular way, and it's something that we all need to learn, or we all could benefit from learning from, I should say, what would be some practical strategies that you might be able to give people? I mean, you mentioned dips was one, dipping with vegetables.
Yep.
That people can use on a day-to-day basis to help them actually figure out how to do this rather than just sitting down and saying, all right, well, I've got to eat a whole bunch of raw carrots and then some raw tomato today. Like, how can people actually work on making this more enjoyable?
Obviously look up recipes and things that are easy to use. I mean, that's how I got into it. I started looking up recipes for myself, and then that inspired me to obviously make my own recipes. And if I looked at a recipe that looked really difficult, I would just sit down and break it down and simplify it. I'd take out some of the ingredients that I thought were impossible to find, And, you know, if the recipe said, look, you need to dehydrate this or do this, I would think to myself, do I really need to? And if I didn't, I wouldn't. I'd just keep it completely raw in its first form rather than dehydrating it. So just like any other way of eating, you know, like if someone's got new into something, it's just like if you go into paleo or, you know, some other way of eating, we all need to learn how to make recipes. So that would be my tip. Look up raw food recipes. You know, with my transitions that I put other people through, I actually supply them with the recipes, and they're all really basic, easy recipes to use.
Gotcha. Now, you've got a challenge that you've put together around this raw food idea.
Yep.
What's the story behind that?
Well, it's what I like to do. I like to get people out there to have a go at it, to practically experience it. You know, we can read so much. We can go in and learn all this scientific stuff about food and what it does for you and everything. But until you actually practice it and try it, you're not going to really, one, believe, or two, understand it. So, you know, if you actually do it, you'll come out the other end and you may want to go further with it. So I've put together a 5-day challenge for free to bring awareness and to help others actually have the experience that I had. So, you know, if people are feeling overwhelmed by thinking, oh my God, I've got to make raw foods and I don't know how to do it and I'm not sure what to do, well, you know, I was there myself. I was in the exact same place and, you know, all I needed was just a little bit of guidance and a little bit of a nudge in the right direction to break it down and just make it simple and, you know, have like a day-by-day easy step program to follow. So that's what I've done. I've put it together. I've put together the most simplest things that I think people can benefit from, and I want to give it away for people to try it themselves.
Absolutely. Now, the website for that, if I'm not mistaken, is innerconnect.com.au/free challenge. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
I did have a super quick question for you. I was thinking about this yesterday, and it reminded me of you.
Yeah.
I got the most stupid craving for broccoli. All I could think about was broccoli when I was at work yesterday morning. Have you found that your cravings kind of change as well? Because for me, I mean, years and years ago, I wanted to drink soft drinks all the time and eat burgers and chips. That's all I craved. But now I get weird cravings like broccoli.
Yes.
And I had a Brussels sprout 1 2 weeks ago as well, and I didn't know what to do about it. I ate the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
I hated eating the Brussels sprouts, but I knew that I felt better for eating them.
Yeah.
Do you get this kind of stuff as well?
Yes. And, you know, David, that's your inner connection. You know, that's you connecting with your inner self and what you truly do need. I mean, your cravings do change, and when you start eating more cleaner, you'll have more clarity on the things that you really do need in your body, so you'll have better cravings.
It's yeah. Weird. It's a nice feeling, though. It's kind of freeing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's good. It's better than grabbing a hot chip.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, it feels a lot better to think about broccoli all day and just go home and eat it and not feel bad than think about chips.
Yep.
Exactly. Go home and eat chips and then hate myself for the rest of the day.
That's right.
Now, I'm like you. I'm a little bit of a health nerd in some ways. I like learning about particular things. And then in other ways, I just know certain things work and I just go with it because I know how it happens.
Yep.
I'm not a chemist, but I know that there's different cooking methods that bring out different nutrients in various foods. So, for example, steaming carrot will unlock or restrict different nutrients to roasting a carrot.
Yes.
So there are some benefits of cooking food. I mean, I know there are things in carrots that you won't get unless you roast them,
yep.
For example. But what do you do around different cooking methods for food when you actually do cook it?
Well, yeah, I keep it pretty basic. I do steam. But a lot of the times if I feel like having something warm, I do actually warm my food up on a very low heat. And, you know, what that does is it stops you from killing so many of the enzymes and nutrients in that food. So instead of, like, putting it into a really hot heat, so anything after over 45 degrees, anything over that will start killing nutrients. So I use that method quite a bit, trying to cook on very low heat. And, yeah, I do steam occasionally, not often, and probably once a week I will put some food in the oven and use the oven.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good insight into the raw food revolution. I think I'm going to have to start paying more attention to this because I was really conscious of trying to eat as much food raw as I possibly could, and then I kind of let it slip a little bit. Not that I don't eat a lot of raw food, but I think I can focus on it a lot more.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everyone listening can as well. So have you got any closing messages that you'd like to leave anyone who's listening to this show with?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that, you know, it's never too late. You know, being 40 years old myself, and I only did this change a couple of years ago, it's never too late to turn it around, you know, if you're suffering from different health issues. And this is a really simple, easy way to do it, and it doesn't cost you a fortune, okay? So, you know, you may or may not be on medications right now that are costing you an arm and a leg. And, you know, I was in that place myself. And you may not necessarily have to be in that place. So, you know, if you just take the time and really think about how basic this really is and how easy you can make it for yourself and give it a go, I think in the long run you will be a lot better off financially, physically, emotionally.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. Now, your website is innerconnect.com.au. That challenge that you mentioned earlier is available to everyone listening at innerconnect.com.au/free challenge.
Yep.
I don't know if this is a forward slash or a backward slash, but it's down the bottom left and then it goes up to the top right. Is that a backslash? I don't know.
Oh, yes.
One of those ones that goes up to the right. That's what it is. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on, Tammy. I can't thank you enough for coming to share your wisdom. It's been a real pleasure.
Yep, great. Thanks, David.
Have a good day.
You too.
Raw Health Radio.